Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. We're returning now to the continuing violence between Israel and Palestine. More than 170 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. It's thought that over 800 rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel, with some rockets reaching as far as Tel Aviv. There have been no fatalities on the Israeli side. We can talk now to Gil Hoffman, who is Chief Political Correspondent and Analyst with the Jerusalem Post. Gil, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
We heard from a Palestinian journalist earlier on reporting from Gaza City, and he was making the point that people there believe that Israel is collectively punishing the people of Gaza for their support of Hamas. Is that what Israel is doing?
Absolutely not. Israel is responding to rocket fire that's been going on for too long. Just to correct your number, there have been more than 1,000 rockets fired over the past week at Israeli civilians from the Gaza Strip. Before this happened, Netanyahu warned Hamas. He said, if you stop the rocket fire, then there'll be quiet on our side. We'll reward quiet with quiet. Instead, Hamas decided to escalate the rocket fire in order to try to kill as many Israelis as possible. Israel has responded by targeting rocket launchers and military targets, trying to minimize civilian deaths on both sides while they're trying to maximize deaths, not only on the Israeli side, but also on the Palestinian side. I'm telling people in Gaza not to leave their homes, even when Israel warned people to leave a particular area that Israel would be targeting in order to remove long-range missiles from the area.
But many people are asking, what right do the Israelis have to kill an entire family of Palestinians, young children, women, men, nothing to do with Hamas, in order to get at one Hamas member who may be in a building?
You know, what we've been watching in the news over here is how the Air Force is about to strike a military target, and then they show how the Air Force sees that there are children there, and they call off the attack. And that's been happening over and over again. Unfortunately, the Hamas are using children as human shields. They're purposely firing from areas where there are children, firing from schools, firing from hospitals, because they want to see more Palestinians killed, because then someone like you will say, look at how many casualties there have been on the Palestinian side as opposed to the Israeli side. When in asymmetric warfare, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that anymore. And even if you go back to World War II, there are a lot more Germans who were killed, 20 million more than there were British people. But we all know who was right.
But over 25% of the fatality rate is children on the Palestinian side. The Israeli Defense Forces targeted a center for people with disabilities the other day, and a number of them were killed.
They did not target a center for people with disabilities. They're doing everything possible to minimize civilian deaths. We can be in Israel very proud of what we've done to minimize civilian deaths. It was Colonel Richard Kemp, the commander of British force in Afghanistan, who said that Israel does more to minimize civilian deaths in conflict than any army in the history of mankind.
But a center for people with disabilities was hit by the Israeli Defense Forces.
And on this side, rocket attacks are targeting civilians. Each and every rocket attack is intended to harm civilians. Out of 1,000 rockets fired, they were all intended to harm civilians. Mm. If an errant missile struck someone, unfortunately, in Gaza, that's something, it's a terrible tragedy that we feel tremendous pain over in Israel. But I don't see them having any pain on what they're doing to Israeli civilians all around the country over here. And for the Palestinian people and for the people of Israel, I hope and pray that Hamas leadership will stop firing these rockets at civilians, and so their people will have a better day.
But do you accept that it's not a fair fight? I accept you're not a spokesperson for the Israeli government, but
no,
I'm asking you, I suppose, do the Israeli people see that it's not a fair fight, that the Israeli Defense Forces are far superior when it comes to weaponry, equipment, personnel numbers, and so on?
You know, warfare has changed, unfortunately. In the past, it was the strong that would win. Here, the weak have an advantage because they trick people around the world into thinking that they're the victim because more of them have been killed. It doesn't work that way anymore. You're asking questions that belong decades ago. Nowadays, anyone can make homemade rockets and kill every single rocket could have killed five people. Israel's protecting its people by putting people in bomb shelters, by telling people, giving them a siren so they could run for their lives. Hamas is exploiting their people, trying to harm their people. And so we feel a tragedy about the people in Gaza who've lost their lives. I wish their leaders felt that way. I wish their leaders were trying to protect their people. And I know the people in Ireland can understand, with all the tragedies that have been on your side, the way terror works, the way terror harms people on both sides, and it must stop.
So what is the end game? That Palestinian journalist we spoke to said people there believe that Israel is using Gaza as a testing field for its weapons. What is the end game here?
The end game of Hamas is to kill as many Jews as possible. It's in their charter. That's their goal.
What's the end game for the Israelis?
The end game of Israel is to have quiet for both Jews and Arabs and Christians and Bedouin and all the people who live here. Yesterday there was a rocket fired from Gaza that hit an Israeli power plant that provides electricity to the people of Gaza, and now they're without power. Their end game is to make people suffer. The end game in Israel is to bring quiet for people of all religions and to have peace. John Kerry, the Secretary of State of the United States, is coming here tomorrow to try to work out a solution, to try to bring that about. I hope and pray that he'll succeed.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Gil Hoffman there, Chief Political Correspondent and Analyst with the Jerusalem Post.